being more organized and how organization can affect, you know, a business, it can affect a household, a family, it can affect your own well-being, your mental status. I know for me personally, when I'm feeling overwhelmed or stressed, I will go make my bed, I will clean out a closet, I will do dishes, I will vacuum my floor, or go clean my car. Just do something to make me feel like, okay, I'm getting more organized. When we organize our surroundings, whether it's our workspace or home, or our daily schedule, your schedule can be organized. That can feel good too. It can have a profoundly positive impact on our mental well-being. Your emotional well-being, it can calm you down if you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, which happens to a lot of us. So I want to talk about some of the things that will happen if you organize your day, your home, your business, your life, whatever it might be. Number one, it reduces stress. That's huge. We all should want to reduce stress in our lives, right? It increases productivity. If you're organized, you can be more effective. I don't think anybody debates that. If your house is organized and you got to run out to baseball practice, it's easier for me to find out where my kids' baseball gear is if I'm organized. If your clothes are organized in your closet or your dressers and you want to wear something and none of it's folded neatly, you can't find it. But if you go in and you know it's organized, it's easier to get dressed and ready for that dinner so you're not late for that big event. It improves focus. If you know you're organized, that will clear your mind. So when you talk about the things you want to wear, you know exactly where it is because it's organized, which will save you time, reduce stress. It's amazing what happens when, you know, you can focus on something. It enhances your mood. I know when I'm done cleaning things up and organizing, I just go, ah, that feels good. I think that happens for all of us. At least I hope it does. And it promotes better health. So for example, physically, if you're cleaning, you're active. You know, if you're organizing stuff, you're active. If you're physically organizing stuff. Let's say if you organize your kitchen, for example, which I've done recently, or organize your kitchen, your refrigerator or your pantry, it can encourage better eating habits because you're organized. Because we graze when our kitchen's disorganized. Graze, we're just eating whatever's there. If our schedule's disorganized, we just fill in time to eat. We grab junk on the fly, fast food. If you organize your kitchen and your schedule, you can encourage healthier habits for yourself, become healthier by default. That's a good thing. If you're feeling a bit down or overwhelmed, try to spend some time organizing things in your life, whatever they are. Try it. It could work for you. It works for me all the time. I love doing it. It's one of the first things I go to when I'm feeling a certain kind of way. I'm like, I got to organize something. You know, like today, my car mats in my car are dirty and my trunk is disorganized because all my kids' baseball stuff's in there. I'm going to pull it all out, vacuum my car, reorganize the baseball stuff, I will feel better when it's all done, I'm sure of it. I try to spend 30 minutes doing something, or 30 to 60 minutes doing something, organizing my day now. If I'm not in the gym working out, I'll go trim the hedges, put out trash cans. There's just something to feel like I'm making progress in organizing my life so I don't feel overwhelmed. I do that. And there's a phrase I love to use that I will say to all of you. When you're not organized, you feel chaotic. You feel chaos, and chaos is overwhelming. Now, you can't get rid of the chaos in the world. There's always going to be chaos. It's because things change, and change can be perceived as chaos. That's real. But what you can try to do is you can try to organize the chaos in your life. It's going to be there, but if you organize it, it'll feel better. You'll have a false sense of control, and that's what we want. We want to have a sense of control of our lives. Like, we can make choices and impact our lives. That's what I want for all of us. That's the power of organization.